So let's begin with noticing our breathing and having those relaxing full breaths. So really taking in not just breaths, but prana. Knowing that we're taking in light and energy and movement. We're taking in consciousness. So long as we meet it with consciousness, with conscious breathing. And so with these deeper breaths, let the whole body relax. Let the face and the shoulders really melt and relax. You can even let the exhales be longer than the inhales, so that you're really dropping down into your body as you exhale and letting go of all tension. And feel yourself relax. Even feel the undersides of your body relax more and exhale more from the undersides of your body, letting yourself really ground towards the earth. And now after relaxing downward for a moment, we're going to bring the breath upward, and we're just going to have three breaths where you just imagine that breath as though it's starting at the base of your spine, and it's, as you inhale, moving up the spine and through the brain. And then as you exhale, it's moving into the heart. So at your own pace, take this path with your breathing of transmutation. Inhaling from the base, bottom of the spine, up the spine, through the through the pineal and pituitary glands, and then exhaling into the heart. And then at the end of your third exhalation, remain with your attention and your breathing in the heart, as if you're breathing directly into and out from the heart itself. And you could just sense and feel this and have that very receptive side of your imagination see what it sees. Or if the mind is wandering, you could hold that Sacred Heart of Jesus image, or an image of the heart chakra, or even a candle flame, as a way to hold your mind and hold your mind's eye there in your heart. And don't worry if you're anatomically correct. Just have the intention and the presence of being in your heart. Breathing directly into and out from your heart itself. Simply relaxing and finding some peace of mind, some peace of emotion, peace of body, as you rest with your breath into your heart. mantra Om is a contraction of Aum, the three Amens, the Trinity. So it is like to sing Amen, it is like to sing Ia, O, a Gnostic name of God. It is like to sing to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as we sing Om, but it's also the mantra of the heart chakra. So let us remain with our attention and therefore our consciousness in the heart and sing Om three times. Seek as a consciousness in this moment to write these teachings in our heart, the one who can understand the intuition. Really, our best ears are on our heart. When we listen with the heart, we can really hear to understand and to be transformed. The highest level of listening is listening to be transformed. And that's done through the heart. And this is what the Christ teaches. To be transformed, to transmute, to transform, to transubstantiate, to be fully transformed, resurrected. And so long as we really stay centered truly in the heart, the higher emotional center, the intuition, with our breath, with our presence, then surely we can walk the path of the Christ without fear, without hesitation, and with a lot of light, with a lot of support, with a lot of mercy and grace. So let's ask that these teachings really be received in the heart and understood there. And that we walk through the rest of this Holy Week in our hearts, moving into this Tuesday, tomorrow, of defining ourselves to not fall into materialism of sensation, of life, and of the mind. And that holy silent Wednesday of interiorization and repose, and that holy Thursday of grace, of mercy, of Dharma, and to be mindful of those three traitors that want to act through us, and ultimately the symbol of the sacrifice that the Christ, that divinity, is always making for us in order to be here, to have the opportunity to awaken, symbolized on that crucifixion cross. And knowing that there's a promise of hope and return and resurrection and a higher octave, to have faith in that as we continue on whatever our path is. So let's take this as a holy week, a sacred week, and take some moments each day for this.